Went and saw the doctor yesterday and had it evaluated, and there was a fairly significant injury in the forearm, and that's kind of what's going to keep me out.
What does that mean, fairly significant?
There's just some damage done, and something that takes quite a bit of time to heal, and just something that I gotta deal with. I have to manage and come back healthy.
Is surgery needed?
That's still up in the air. Kind of waiting to be determined on that.
Like ligaments torn in the elbow?
It's more in the arm, but like I said, they're evaluating it still, and there's some arm specialists that are looking at it, and we'll diagnose it from there, and I'll know more news on the specifics of it in this upcoming week.
Sounds kind of serious, just throwing arm.
It's something that you don't want to have to deal with, but at the same time, it's a risk that is part of the game. Like I said, I'm hoping for the best and something that can be corrected and healed up fairly quickly.
So it's more your arm than your wrist then?
Correct.
The kind of the muscles in here probably?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what those are called?
The doctors were throwing out some big words, but to be honest, I don't know. I don't know.
So some of the nerves in
that. It's not the nerves. You have a nerve that runs down your elbow, and everything's good with that. It's just the damage was done in my forearm with some stuff in there.
Have you formulated a kind of a plan about what you'll do, you know, after from here on to the next time you get out on the field? What can you do?
Well, the biggest thing for me is I got to get healthy. I've been playing through the shoulder for 5 weeks now, and with the arm keeping me out, I have to get that fixed, and we're going to go ahead and do that because it was only a matter of time, and our mindset, we met kind of as a group in here, and it's best for me to get that done now rather than wait until January 1 and set me that much farther behind, where I can get it done, get everything sewed up tight, and just get a jump start on rehab.
So the eyes are now to the off season, basically. That's
correct. And my job here right now is to support the guys in this locker room. I know how hard they've worked, and they're going to continue to work hard, win some football games. But my role now has changed. I have to get healthy personally, but I'm here to support and help the quarterbacks, help Chad in any way possible.
Will you be on the sidelines during games, up in the box?
I don't know. Depending on how I feel and kind of what the rules are, I'll be wherever they need me and however I can help out.
Do you think much of the long-term implications that a guy comes in and plays well?
You can't worry about that. There's always going to be competition on any football team at any position in any given season. So it's my job to come back and work my tail off like I will and like I have and get my job back. I'm a competitive person. You guys know that from being around me. I'm probably one of the more competitive guys out there. And I want to see other people succeed, but at the same time, personally, you have to want to succeed yourself, and that's why you have to have that competitive drive to come in here and not just take that drive towards rehab and getting back healthy.
Blaine, how disappointing is it to have the season cut short for you?
You never want that to happen. Missing six games now, and it's tough to live with. It's tough to swallow, but at the same time, you have to try and take every positive out of the situation and know that you're going to come back stronger and healthier than you were before.
Do you feel like this is a microcosm of the season as a whole when you look at just the injury standpoint?
We're talking about it. It's just such a rare injury. It's something that's not seen a lot. It just kind of sums everything up. There's little things that have happened that sometimes they're just out of your control, and you have to live with it and do your best to kind of take it for what it's worth and move on from it.
Did they tell you it's for sure that your arm will return to normal?
I'll know more, like I said, this week, but every diagnosis so far is just have to strengthen and be better than it was before.
But you don't know about surgery yet, is it?
No, not yet. I'll know more this week, but hopefully that's not the case.
Yeah, hopefully I can keep it that way and improve from last week and try to give this offense a spark that we kind of been missing, and some leadership and just excitement. You know, I'm excited, obviously, not being able to play a lot last year and getting a chance a little bit this year and obviously throughout the season. So I'm really excited about what we're doing and our game planning and how our guys have been playing and being resilient of what's been going on.
You're looking at it like you're, hey, I'm the quarterback now, long term.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. It'll determine how we play. Obviously, this game isn't about just one person, but you know, the quarterback position is very important on your team and obviously as your offense. So I felt the better the quarterback plays, the more points, and the better the offense is going to play. So I just got to keep playing at a high level, believe in myself, believe in my teammates, and have them make some plays for me.
Is it different, though, when you don't have to worry about looking over your shoulder?
Well, I mean, you're always looking over your shoulder. I think you always want to keep that starting position. You know, you want to play well. You want to stay in this league for as long as you can and stay a starter. So, you know, and you can only do that by yourself, how you prepare, how you play. It's a one-man business kind of.
In Miami, you had some very good days. But then apparently, you know, you talk to Dolphin fans and they're somewhat down on you, I guess. And,
sure.
You know, was the inconsistency? Were you just learning? What was the problem in Miami?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely inconsistency. And, you know, I was young. You look at a four-year career, I really only played 2 years total. So I'm still young as a quarterback, still young in this league, and I'm still learning about myself and, you know, what I can do better. So constantly always trying to change and be better, you know, with accuracy, with decision-making, situational football, learning all that. And hopefully, you know, this is a good chance that I can prove that and be on a consistent basis and have fun with it and, you know, win some ball games here.
Does it change your mentality? I mean, it's not like you're being thrown in there because Blaine's injured. I mean, Mularkey said he made the decision based on your performance. It had nothing to do with Blaine's injury. Does that make it different mentality-wise?
Well, I mean, definitely give Coach Mularkey props. You know, I appreciate what he's seen out there for myself and appreciate him believing in me that I can lead this team to some wins. So, you know, that builds my confidence. And, you know, I feel this locker room, you know, has confidence in me and believes in me. So, you know, it's all there. It's now it's just go out there and perform and, you know, get this win at home is the biggest key.
Playing now without Robinson, LeRon, what does that do receiver core-wise?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough for him to go down. And, you know, he was an asset in some of our games. But it's a shame, especially concussions these days. You got to stay away from it. You know, it could be life-threatening later in your ages. But we just got to have another guy step up. You know, this team has been very resilient this whole year with guys stepping in throughout injuries. So another guy's just got to step up. You know, whether that be Spurlock, you know, Mercedes Lewis getting involved in the offense, Kevin Elliott. You know, we got some young, talented guys that need to step up and make plays. It's tough. I mean, what's great about this town is that we do have support. You know, the fans keep showing up each and every game, no matter win or loss. They believe in us. We believe in them. And, you know, we just really need to get a win for them, especially here. It all comes down to, I always evaluate it, especially in Miami when you go on some losing streaks. This is a one-game season. You go down, you know, Titans, this is all we should be worrying about. Nothing ahead, nothing what's been in the past. Worry about one game at a time and make it a one-game season.
You ever amazed how quickly things change in this league? And this time last week, this wasn't a story.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially at the quarterback position, you know, a guy can go down, you know, whether you're Tom Brady, Blaine Gabbert, it doesn't matter who goes down. Somebody else needs to step in and do that job. So it's not an easy job, but that's why I guess, you know, we say they pay us the big bucks. They put the podium underneath us, and we're above all. And we just got to go out there, be leaders, and, you know, not lose a step of what the guy has done before you.
That's why every day, every moment, you have to stay ready.
Absolutely. And, you know, being in this league for 5 years, I kind of understand that. To prepare well, prepare like you're a starter, practice like you're a starter, and never be shocked of what goes on in this league.